we are with another Natter That Matters, and this one definitely matters. It's very close to my heart in many ways. I'd love to introduce the lovely Bonnie, can't even say your name, I'm that excited, Bonnie O'Connell, who is very close to my heart, and she's one of my closest friends. And also the subject and what she helps people with is close to many people's hearts, or actually in their heads where they're stuck. So thank you for being here today, darling Bonnie.
Thank you for having me.
Very welcome. I've been trying to get you here for ages. I've been trying to get you on my Zoom for at least 3 years. But of course, you're very busy changing the world. So, and obviously having 4 children. So that's quite a big deal. So why don't you introduce yourself? I'm sure you can do a better job than I can. And then we'll continue the conversation we nearly started before.
My name is Bonnie. I am a 48-year-old, almost post-menopause. Causal woman, mum of 4 boys. I am a women's health coach. I also own a CrossFit gym with my business partner Greg in Northampton. We do CrossFit, Olympic weightlifting, yoga, Pilates, and we also have the movement clinic, which is, you know what it says, we work on people rehab. I do a lot of rehab, clinical massage, myofascial work, but my real passion is working with women. So I've been a women's health coach and specialised in sort of pre and postnatal. Now I do a lot of postnatal recovery in terms of people that have had C-sections, so scar work, post-operative hysterectomy and stuff like that, and the recovery and rehab around that. And I do a lot of work now with women that are peri to post-menopause, I think that's because of the age that I'm at, and that's become quite something that I'm really passionate about at the moment. You know, looking at everything from their sleep habits to strength training and everything in between.
I love that you took a big deep breath before you said that, because there's a lot. And then I know there's other stuff that you haven't mentioned there. Olympic weightlifting, like it's just a thing, like popping down to the shop. Milk, Olympic weightlifting, I love it. And I know you yourself, and obviously if you go and find Bonnie, you'll find lots and lots of pictures of her doing said sport, all very impressive. I'm exhausted just looking at half of it, but yeah. So I know this is close to my heart as a 50-year-old woman who definitely has got, I don't know, I think it was, I looked at a list of 30 different perimenopausal symptoms and had 26 of them. And I thought, maybe I'm not just pissed off with life. Maybe I'm a bit menopausal. So, I think it's a really important thing to do, isn't it? And part of that for me is joint pain. And this is my own experience of it. So what happens is when you've got joint pain, for me, is I stop doing stuff. Of course, that's the worst thing I can do. So as soon as I stop moving around, I don't mean Olympic lifting. No, I mean anything. Oh God, should have walked to the shop. Oh no, my legs hurt. I would go in the car. And of course, that seems to, this is my own experience, maybe you can help me understand it more, that's made it worse. Because then what's happened is I'm more and more sedentary. I've put on more weight. I feel less inclined to. It's had an effect on my own emotional mood and capability. And voila, 2 stone heavier. It's like, so I wonder how much of that is me and how much of that do you think is possibly perimenopause, is my question to you all.
In terms of the joint pain or the... I think the thing is, with the joint pain, joint pain on a physical level, the drop in estrogen, which is, it happens obviously during that perimenopausal period, dropping estrogen, progesterone, as well as some of the other hormones, such as testosterone and stuff. There are 400 plus roles that estrogen plays within the body, okay, which is why it's such a, I don't want to use the word catastrophic, but such a big impact on women when that starts to drop off. It affects everything from, certain areas of your brain to, to the joints in the body. There are estrogen receptors within the joints. And that is one of the reasons that you can feel that kind of, and I get that when I wake up in the morning and I'm kind of like, they don't quite want to work and everything's a bit achy. I can't remember the statistics on it, but that is one of the things that for a lot of peri to postmenopausal women stops them exercising as they were.
Of course, I've got a wife who's 41, and so she said, well, we'll just walk there, it's not far. It's not about that. I said, I don't think it hurts. It genuinely hurts. And then you add being overweighting, because of course that has happened more and more, and I've always been overweight anyway. And then you get the mindset of it hurts. So before you know it, for me, I'm like, I just don't want to do it. And it's really been quite a trauma for me to get myself back into doing anything. I mean, anything at all, like movement wise, even like a dance class or swimming or anything, even more gentle stuff, as because you've been very very kindly, you know, checking in with me to see how I'm getting on. Ass kicking, because, well, you know, I know you're capable of that, but no, you have been kind of, you know, you can do this, like that cheerleading, which has been very useful.
I think one of the biggest things is that, you know, again, when you're in that perimenopausal place, is that your body is in a bigger state of inflammation. So it can be, you know, in general, I don't just mean in terms of if you've got muscle soreness or you know, you've hurt yourself and you've got an inflamed, so you've, you know, sprained your ankle and it's inflamed, in terms of inflammation within the body. And, you know, it's a real fine balance of, and I've changed a lot how I train now compared to how I did maybe 3 or 4 years ago, because my body just couldn't recover quickly enough. And I was feeling really rubbish. I wasn't progressing. I was feeling, you know, I wasn't as strong as I used to be, and I couldn't keep up with what I was doing before. And that your body, you know, is balancing out the type of exercise. Like we talked about this the other day, is, you know, yeah, it's great to do some sessions, whatever that is for you, where you're hammering it, you know, working really hard, but you've got to balance that off with some restorative stuff. You know, because when you put your body into a state of stress, whether that's from, you know, work, home stuff, you know, kids, whatever it might be, or exercise, your body just recognizes stress and produces cortisol. Cortisol hammers your body. There's also a chemical breakdown in your body whereby, you know, cortisol is produced. The precursor to that, in terms of hormone wise, is also to do with estrogen and progesterone. And if you're in a real big state of stress, your body will just steal all this precursor, pregnenolone it's called, to make cortisol, because it wants the cortisol, it needs the cortisol. So there's quite a lot going on in terms of you know, how we're exercising, what we're doing to manage stress. You know, you sleep's massively important when we're in this kind of midlife phase, and nutrition, you know, eating a diet that is not only, you know, healthy, nutritious, but also anti-inflammatory is something you can really do to help.
It's a lot. Especially when you've got like a fuddled brain, which comes with perimenopause as well. Yeah. Most people don't understand what that even means. So I hear, because now we're in January, we're in that, you know, eat healthily, drop weight, do this. It's like we're being bombarded with messages everywhere. And it's everywhere. Like, you know, you've got to eat healthily. I went to my gym induction this morning, and very nice girl there. And she said, oh, are you eating healthily? And I thought, do you know what? I'm not even going to answer. I just said, yeah. Because I thought, what's that even mean? So her healthily will be not yours, different. Not mine, not somebody else's. And, you know, you've only got to go all over the socials and everybody.